Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy a variety of features. The main feature actually allows you to control the content of the site. So when you find something that you want to share with us and other listeners of the show, all you have to do is submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It appears on the site. You may then vote on things. You can vote on things without submitting show prep. You can just go there and vote on stuff if you want, but vote it up if you like it. And if you don't, if you don't like it, you may vote it down. And in the aggregate, we'll figure out what you, the listener, think is important and maybe just talk about it on the airwave. Now, of course, if you want to get to guarantee to get your topic on the air, then you really should call into the show. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Mark had a pig emergency tonight, apparently.
I wonder what that could be.
I think they got out of the pen.
That's an emergency.
Yeah. So he had to go. Maybe we'll hear from him a little bit later on. Tonight with you, it is Ian.
Johnny Ray.
All right, so we're going to jump into something here that I've teased a couple times over the last few days and was one of those stories we just never got to. From the story was published in the Telegraph, telegraph.co.uk, Julian Ryall reporting from Tokyo on North Korea, one of the most fascinating and crazy places on Earth.
Sometimes horrifying.
Yeah, a lot of the time it's horrifying, especially if you are someone who was born in a prison camp there. To parents who've been sentenced for whatever ridiculous offense, you also get to live your life in the prison camp. It's just a crazy place. And there's so many different crazy things to talk about. Let's pick a couple here. This is, again, from the Telegraph. The reports in South Korea's Chosun Ilbo newspaper indicate that Hyun, a singer with the Unhasu Orchestra, was among those arrested on August 17th for violating domestic laws on pornography. All 12 were machine gunned 3 days later, with other members of North Korea's most famous pop groups and their immediate families forced to watch. The onlookers were then sent to prison camps, victims of the regime's assumption of guilt by association. The reports, this was according to the reports, they were executed with machine guns while the key members of the Unhasu Orchestra, Wang Jiesun Light Band, and Moranbong Band, as well as the families of the victims, looked on, said a Chinese source reported in the paper. Hyun's band was responsible for a string of patriotic hits in North Korea, including Footsteps of Soldiers, I Love Pyongyang, She is a Discharged Soldier, and We Are Troops of the Party. Her popularity reportedly peaked in 2005 with the song Excellent Horse-Like Lady. The 12...
I knew you couldn't get away without without a laugh on that one. You.
They are silly propaganda-sounding song names. But it really just goes to show that in a place like North Korea, even if your allegiance is clearly with the state, I mean, she's singing the state songs and in a band that sings patriotic tunes and nationalistic tunes, and didn't stop her from getting mowed down by machine gun fire.
The story that I was reading about this compared Kim Jong-un's regime to a medieval court where you fall out of favor and you're on the rack and your life is over, but it's going to just get really twisted. And even, you know, maybe it was sick before, but to be machine gunned like this is, it boggles the mind.
It's horrifying. And the story here is that she was apparently at one time a girlfriend of Kim Jong-un. Continue with the story here. The 12 who were executed were singers, musicians or dancers with Hyun's band, the Unhasu Orchestra, or the Wanghaesian Light Music Band, were accused of making videos of themselves performing sex acts and then selling the recordings. The report stated that both groups had been disbanded as a result of the scandal. Some of the musicians were found to have had Bibles when they were detained, and all of them were treated as political dissidents. Kim Jong-un, who became leader of North Korea, and I presume that having Bibles is a bad thing over there because any religion aside from the state religion, that is the belief in the state and love for the state, would be considered a threat to its existence.
Sure, and there's a related story, North Korea story, about Dennis Rodman visiting.
I want to get to that. You've got that story, and I'm very interested in that. I've yet to watch the video of Rodman's visit.
He was asked to speak on behalf of an imprisoned American missionary over there who is charged with, like, creating a rebel base or something. Mm.
Kim Jong-un became the leader of North Korea after the sudden death of his father in December 2011. Is believed to have met the woman in question here, Ms. Hyun, about 10 years ago and struck up a relationship. His father did not approve of that relationship and ordered him to break it off. He subsequently married an officer in the North Korean military and reportedly had a baby, although there are suggestions that Hyun continued to see Kim after her marriage. His wife, Ri Soju, was also a member of the Yuhaso Orchestra before marriage, and one theory is that Ri objected to the continuing high profile of her husband's former girlfriend.
I could imagine Kim Jong-un still being in love with this woman that, you know, some high-class prostitute that he was with when he was 14 or 15 or however old he was when his dad's buddies introduced her to him, and then she's taken away from him because his dad says she's inappropriate. Maybe he's got some crazy love for her.
Well, if he was still in love with her, then why would he allow her to be put to death?
That's a good point, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me that obviously we don't know what the goings-on are here behind the scenes in North Korea, why these people were put to death, and was this some sort of political message that they were sending out to the rest of the population? Is it typical for people who engage in pornography in North Korea to be put to death? Many of these questions we cannot get the answers to because of our position here. We don't, you know, we don't have access to that information about North Korea. It's a very, very secretive place, and any information that comes out either comes from their state media apparatus, which, of course, cannot be trusted, or comes from those who have escaped and who tell stories about what has happened there. And, of course, that's the most useful information, in my opinion.
That is certainly true, Ian. I think it's possible that he's insanely jealous. She's not in love with him anymore. Jealous guy could gun down a woman.
North Korea's communist dictator reportedly purged his own stepmother, Kim Ok, from her post as a senior official in the Workers' Party, Finance and Accounting Department, as he sought to tighten his grip on power within the country. She was luckier than Kim Chol, vice minister of the army, who was executed with a mortar round in October of 2012.
Right.
She was executed for drinking and carousing during the official mourning period after Kim Jong-il's death. These guys take that stuff real serious. If you are not sad, as you are supposed to be, by the death of the dear leader, you'll be put to death by mortar round. On the explicit orders of Kim Jong-un to leave no trace of him behind down to his hair, Mr. Kim Chol was forced to stand on a spot that had been zeroed in for the mortar round and subsequently obliterated.
That's like something out of a Looney Tunes cartoon.
It's horrifying. I don't know if it's actually the worst way to go. It probably wasn't a particularly excruciatingly long, painful death. But still, horrifying nonetheless. And there's so much crazy that comes out of North Korea, it's really hard to keep track of it all. I'm sure we only know a fraction of the information. The good folks over at Vice for the last few years have been doing some reporting from North Korea that's been absolutely fascinating. And Johnny Ray, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Vice reports.
I don't ever look at them, but I know that they're always you always go to them with this North Korea stuff.
They continue to put out reports about North Korea. There's a lot of great documentary work that has been done about North Korea, but Vice has gone back multiple times, and so they kind of have that perspective of being able to, you know, go back more than once and see how things are changing, if at all. And recently, Vice sent Dennis Rodman over to North Korea. He went to a basketball game, if you may recall that story.
Yeah, I remember that. So Vice sent him there that time.
He was there with their camera crew, and they did make a Vice documentary out of it. I have not yet watched that. They apparently did. Vice has been doing an HBO series, so hour-long documentaries on various different topics, and so North Korea was one of those in their first season of episodes. I have yet to watch it. I do look forward to seeing it, but you have something about Rodman's visit.
Yeah, somebody's not happy about it.
And I want to get back to that here. We'll discuss and, of course, take your calls and thoughts at 855-450-FREE. You can share your opinion about North Korea and the insanity over there, or you can also bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. You take control. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-460-0983. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-460-0983. That's 800-460-0983. Call 800-460-0983.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
FreezeDryGuy.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, it is no problem. You just click download, and they are yours at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy them back to late 2006, all for free, unlike a lot of those other talk shows that charge you for their websites. Go and enjoy freetalklive.com. We will continue here more about North Korea. Johnny Ray has a story about Dennis Rodman's visit over there. Somebody's upset about that.
Yep.
We'll share that with you. And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. We'll go to the phones here shortly. Also, the Free State Project. It's your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime to get together with other people who think like you, people who love the ideas of liberty and who are actually willing to do something about it, something more than just complain, something like running for political office or doing civil disobedience or creating media or writing letters to the editor. I mean, there's so many different ways to do activism, create websites. There's outreach. There's, you know, there's street theater. There are a lot of different categories that people can do their activism. But as long as people are willing to do, and as long as they're principled and understand what freedom's all about, that it's your right to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else, then you would qualify if you think that way for the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org and learn more about why 14,000 plus people have pledged to uproot their lives and move to New Hampshire together to get active, as Johnny Ray and myself have done. In fact, I've now been here for 7 years, Johnny Ray.
Yeah, congratulations.
And you have been here since 2008?
That's right.
Is that right?
That's so right. I think it was in 2006 maybe or thereabouts I started listening to this. I found this show on the internet, Free Talk Live, and I started listening to it.
No.
And I think there was Ron Paul fundraising going on during the following years, and it was really exciting. Ron Paul, maybe it was in the primaries. Well, obviously, of course it was. He didn't do well in New Hampshire. He was beaten by people that I didn't think he should have been beaten by. And I said, I gotta go up there.
Do better in New Hampshire than like most other states, though?
Maybe, but he got beat by people that I had no regard for.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I gotta go up there and, you know, do whatever I can do.
And here you are.
Exactly. And I met you, and I'm on that Free Talk Live.
You're on the very show that you heard about the Free State Project on.
It's amazing.
All right, let's go to Dave. He's also in New Hampshire. And, Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Well, it's our nation. We might as well all be here.
It's our nation? Is that what you said?
Well, I like to think of it that way as opposed to a state.
Hmm. Why is that?
Well, just because if you think about it, it's about the right size to be a country. It's about the same size as Slovenia. It's about the size you would want a country to be. You know, it's not big enough to cause huge invasion threats to other places. But it's big enough to where, you know, the rules aren't changing every 5 miles that much.
Gotcha. And, of course, the idea of a nation, I guess, doesn't necessarily have to do with the state. Nation, while it generally is used interchangeably with state, is not necessarily the same thing. Nation can just be a group of people in a geographic area, right?
Yeah, I always think of nations as races.
Yeah, that makes sense, too. The word narod in Croatian means the same thing, people or state.
So what was on your mind tonight, Dave?
Well, speaking of state, speaking of New Hampshire and the independence, I've been working on a video game that is set in 2060 independent New Hampshire.
You yourself
and,
were working on it. Go,
well, I'm not
go
programming
on.
It. I have a programmer, Errol Pelshut, and he has, I may not be actually saying that right, because he and I have not yet talked on the phone. We've only swapped a lot of emails, but... he's programming it, and we've gotten to the point where we have a flyable demo. I wouldn't call it a playable demo yet. It's just flyable. You can sort of, we're experimenting with it at this point.
It's like an alpha?
Yeah, or maybe even pre-alpha. but it's exciting enough to just have something that, to this point. You know, I felt it would take more years to get to this point. I wasn't going to program it myself. I wasn't going to hire a programmer. He's volunteered to help. And when you do something and you're looking for volunteers, you just expect it to take longer. But this is proceeding faster than I thought that it would.
It's a shoot 'em up, right? Where what they also call a shmup. I think shmup is derived from shoot 'em up, and it's like a plane sort of flying, side-scrolling or up-and-down-scrolling, and it's shooting things, and there are bullets coming at it. But the conceit with this one is that you have to turn and fire broadside. Is that still the same, Dave?
Basically, yeah, it's top down, two dimensional, and you do fire out the side. But what characterizes it right now is really not the goal. We're just doing what we can right now. The goal is to create what I call the world's first omni game, which means it's a game that you can play it any way you want it. You could play it like a real time strategy if you want, or you could play it a little bit more turn based, or you could play it as just a shooter. But it's all online. Yeah, it won't be a one player game. It will be a little universe. And players.
It sounds really ambitious. Now, in New Hampshire, it takes place in New Hampshire?
Yes. The goal is to create something that basically simulates probably the southern half of Nashua. But that's really far down the road. Right now, I'm just trying to make something that people want to play. And so that there's like a persistent conflict going on, and that everything you do in the game sort of, you know, adds toward whether your side wins or loses over a period of weeks, months, years. And that's something we can do pretty early on. And this idea of shooting out the side of a little ship is a very small thing, but it creates a completely different kind of combat than what you experience, like in Subspace or in Silent Death or traditional 2D games. It creates a circular and more satisfying type of conflict between two ships or between a melee of ships.
I can see that.
Well, right. I'm having trouble envisioning what this game is going to be like. It sounds like it's a really big concept. Now, you're not talking about a shooter where it's like the one ship versus a million ship that come at it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Various different waves. You are talking about that.
Well, you could have a lot of ships that you were having to fight against that would be played by other players. Or that would be just AI in the game, but it's not like an arcade game in the sense where you're moving forward mm-hmm. and more things are coming at you. It's more mm-hmm. open-ended. But anyway, the reason I wanted to talk about it on the show, while wanting to mention it, is that we are looking for more help to get the graphics better and to do some other things to improve the game. And it's occurred to me that some of the listeners might be interested in pitching in.
How would somebody contact you on that?
Yeah, if you just go to RidleyReport.com, there's a link to it.
Perfect. Well, Dave, it's an interesting direction. I certainly didn't expect that to come from you. I mean, you are an intrepid newsman who's normally doing all kinds of different news reports over at RidleyReport.com. It's a great way for people to keep in the loop with a lot of the activism that happens up here in New Hampshire, and you've been, of course, doing great work at that. So I'm glad to hear that you aren't spending a whole bunch of your own personal time programming this.
Nice playing XCOM all the time.
Thanks for the call tonight, and keep up the good work out there. Hope to hear good things about it. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Yeah, well, like, what's the story behind the game? We still don't know any of that, so I guess as time goes on, we'll learn more. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves here at toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL, CAI, and you can join us online. Let's go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we share with you on the site. And those features include things like our mobile site. So for those of you with a smartphone, you can go to M, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com, and you can tune in our live streams that way. You can also link over to the podcast as well, m.freetalklive.com. There is an investment opportunity that would like to share with you here on Free Talk Live. It is Force Field Energy. FNRG is the ticker symbol on the OTCQB exchange. Their website, forcefieldenergy.com. They're involved in some pretty exciting technologies such as LED lighting. And we're talking about not LED lighting available to consumers, but LED lighting that is marketed towards major businesses, governmental like streetlight installations, big buys, big companies, big installations, and these guys are connected with a Chinese manufacturer, and they have exclusivity in North America as well as a few other places. And their company is, I think it's pretty exciting. I'm involved in some of their stock, and you can get that too by, again, buying FNRG on the OTCQB exchange. You can also get private placement. If you are like me and you think LED lighting is the future, you definitely should look into forcefieldenergy.com. And, of course, all investments do involve risk, so keep that in mind. But if you want to do private placement, you can get it at a heck of a deal. You get a $4 price point on the stock instead of $5-something. You have to buy a certain minimum, but you can go and learn more by going to forcefieldenergy.com. and getting information by contacting them directly. Again, that's forcefieldenergy.com. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. Ian and Johnny Ray in the studio. We've been talking about North Korea, or we were at the very beginning of the show, and we're going to come back round into it.
Yep.
There's just all kinds of crazy things to discuss there, and one of them is somebody's upset about Dennis Rodman going over to visit North Korea. Now, this was several months ago when we had first reported about Dennis visiting. He went to a basketball game, not as a player, but as an observer, and was able to sit with Kim Jong-un in the stands and observe this exhibition game. I believe it was actually the Harlem Globetrotters that went to play.
I actually had good feelings about that when that was happening that I'm now ashamed of, thanks
well,
to
wait,
this.
Why?
Because the Washington Post lady, I assume, has made me feel bad about that because it could be seen as an endorsement of the man, of the dictator.
It seemed like a good thing to
hanging out with him, high-fiving him.
All right, well, I can see where she's coming from, and I would like to hear what she has to say, but ultimately, I don't think it's a bad thing to have more Americans interacting with the North Koreans. I mean, let's go ahead, though, and jump in and see what she has to say.
Sure. Alexandra Petrie, The Washington Post. Dear Dennis Rodman, about that North Korean visit. Dear Dennis Rodman, I read that you landed Tuesday in North Korea to rejoin the dictator Kim Jong-un, whom you refer to as your...
To rejoin him? So he's gone back?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Ah, I thought she was writing about the original visit. Okay, so this is fresh then.
Right, and what she wrote made me feel guilty of my feelings from
All
back
right.
then.
All right, let's hear it.
Whom you refer to as your, quote, friend, the marshal. You call this, quote, a friendly gesture to show people around the world that we as Americans can actually get along with North Korea. You're not even making an effort at diplomacy. And she's referring to that missionary I was talking about before. He was sentenced to 15 years hard labor. His son is trying to get Rodman to put a kind word in for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure Rodman said no recently. Moving, continuing. Clearly, you are lonely. Most people who are in desperate need of new friends do things like join singles groups, take up tennis, or volunteer at their local shelters. But you have leaped way, way, way down the friend-finding ladder from meet-up groups of people who like to pick their faces in public and the brony-adjacent community to dictators of autocratic regimes. You use the word friend to refer to Kim Jong-un, who reportedly just had several of his country's most famous pop singers executed by machine gun. And you were talking about that earlier,
yep,
Ian.
That very one.
I guess the word friend has taken a pounding lately from Facebook, where it is synonymous with person I met once at a party where there was a lot of shouting, or individual with a name who knows at least 32 of my friends, so it's probably okay even though her profile picture is a large cartoon cabbage. But using it in the phrase, my friend, the North Korean dictator, is really beyond the pale. This is a cry for help. Not from you, Dennis. Since you seem to dwell in the precise bubble of celebrity where no communications from Earth screaming, stop! Stop everything that you're doing! Can reach you. But from the rest of the world, who are faced with the brutal reality that Dennis Rodman has taken on an unofficial role as emissary to North Korea, the kind of sentence that makes you want to go beat your head into a wall and see if you wake up. You say you're going there to just have a good time, sit with Kim and his family, and that's pretty much it. This, again, is a case where a phrase, good time, refers to the exact opposite of what most people would consider a good time, namely not bolstering the PR of a dictatorial regime or sitting with someone who reportedly had his ex-girlfriend executed by firing squad, maybe by a pool or something. You've got a face there.
I mean, it's a persuasive piece. I get where she's coming from.
If you were making decisions like a normal person, we could point out that this is creating a hideous catch-22 where all normal people are justly horrified that you've been fraternizing with creepy authoritarian regime heads and won't hang out with you anymore. So your only choice of friends is now creepy authoritarian regime heads. Do you want that? Well, maybe. I don't know. In all seriousness, this is why celebrity culture is a problem. If you take a human being, surround him with people who think that everything he does is a great idea, cover his every movement with minute attention in the news outlets, here's a slideshow of Charlie Sheen turning slowly leftwards. And then you suddenly start wanting him to act like a normal human and exercise judgment, say by not befriending or performing for the dictators of brutal regimes, after you've just rewarded him for painting his body bright yellow and leaping off a building screaming, I am on the hunt for tigers!
Do we honestly expect this to work? It's our own fault that we wind up with the question, what does Dennis Rodman think should happen in North Korea as an actual concern that must be dealt with in our foreign policy? But look, Dennis, do you need a friend? I will be your friend. Come to my house. I'll make us snacks and I offer the added bonus of not presiding over a regime that starves its people. It will be a good time.
Yeah. All right, Johnny Ray, so you were perturbed by this.
I imagined Dennis Rodman going over there to hang out with the 2,000-member harem that we were talking about earlier. We were talking about that on the air. Right.
What do you mean?
I'm talking about the Happy Corps, which is a group of entertainers that Miss Hyun was a member of. She was executed by firing squad recently, executed with a machine gun with 11 other people, while 21 of their family and coworkers were forced to look on.
And then forced into prison camps.
And then sent to a labor camp. Miss Hyun was a member of the Happy Corps, and these are people who, these are lady pop singer prostitutes, or they're part of a harem. I guess prostitution is not the right word. They're in, they service the elite.
Yeah.
And they're
in North Korea.
Yeah.
So, do you think that, give me your thoughts on this, this piece here by, what was it, Washington Post, was it?
Alexander Petrie, the Washington Post.
Yeah.
My thoughts are that ostracism works. We've shown that it can work here. This kind of came up recently, but talking about Anarcho Jesse, he's no Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. He's no Kim Jong-un, but he shouldn't. Dennis Rodman shouldn't go and hang out with a guy. Dennis Rodman, his presence has some value to it, and he shouldn't. And that's just. The man is a murderer. You shouldn't hang out with murderers.
Yeah, I get. I totally get where you're coming from. But what if Dennis Rodman going over there and spending time with Kim Jong-un could somehow affect him in a positive manner?
Yeah, this certainly bears a little more discussion. I usually think of trading with evil places to be good for them because they have some interaction with us.
Right. I mean, the more interaction they can have with Americans, I think the better. I mean, look, Barack Obama's a murderer, too. He sends people to their deaths, but most people wouldn't bat an eye at someone sitting down and having a conversation with him. More coming up. 855-453.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value Inn iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value Inn mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
Free Talk Live reaches a lot of people, like as many people that might be listening on 125 radio stations and 2 XM channels and a darn big podcast, that many people. If you've got a business or a website that could benefit from international, largely U.S. exposure, if so, Free Talk Live is having a sale on advertising. With rates as low as $15 an ad, I have several packages from which to choose. You can send me an email if you want to see the packages. It's mark@freetalklive.com. That's mark@freetalklive.com.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
September is National Preparedness Month. That's right. We like to call it Preptember. And there's no better place to get prepped than with emergency essentials at BePrepared.com. This month only, save 40% on our super supply of freeze-dried vegetables. That's a savings of $159. Freeze-dried pork sausage crumbles are 39% off. Regularly $39.95, now just $23.99. There's a lot more. Call emergency essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves here toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you there. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, you can do that by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter the various different websites you'll find there, like Amazon or Newegg. There's some other ones there, too. Whenever you enter those sites through the links, you'll find at shop.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. So you can go to shop.freetalklive.com to get the stuff that you're looking for in life and help Free Talk Live all at the same time. You're still, you know, if you go to the Amazon links, you're still paying the same great Amazon prices. You're getting the same free Super Saver shipping deals. You're just entering through our link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Rather than Amazon keeping 100% of the profits, they cut some over to Free Talk Live. So thank you for doing that. If you have done so, and if you've not yet done so, please do at shop.freetalklive.com. Dennis Rodman has gone back to North Korea, and he plans to, according to HuffingtonPost.com, hang out with authoritarian leader Kim Jong-un. Johnny Ray, you just read a pretty scathing attack against Dennis Rodman doing this.
A condemnation, even.
Basically saying that he should not be doing this, that it is wrong for him to hang out with a psychopathic killer. And that's a strong point.
Right.
It's a strong point.
The Kim Jong-un can broadcast pictures of himself with this famous American celebrity, and that makes him more popular and credible, I'm sure.
With his own people, you mean?
With his own people.
I don't know. How many of his own people even know who Dennis Rodman is?
Yeah, good point. And, you know, maybe
they don't watch TV over there.
They just have a lifetime of him and the regime propping themselves up with slogans and pageantry. So what's one more face? How much does that really affect his relationship with the North Korean people?
If you can afford a TV in North Korea, then you could get the North Korean channel, like their propaganda channel. But I'm pretty sure there's not much else available. You don't get to tune in ESPN. And so I don't think they would really know who Dennis Rodman is. Certainly, Kim Jong-un knows who he is because he has actually left the country. At one point, he went to Europe, I believe, to go to college And so he interacted with people from outside of North Korea, so he probably has some concept of that. And I'm sure he gets satellite television where he can watch the world's programs, but the rest of the people in the country don't get that that benefit. So I guess I'm torn in two different ways on this one, because I understand the critique that you certainly don't want to reward somebody for being a killer. But on the other hand, is it possible that something beneficial could come from Dennis Rodman going there? I mean, he's certainly not a diplomat or anything like that. But
are diplomats really any good? There's no vice camera crew going with him like last time, right?
So he's going alone this time?
Just based on the quotes taken from him, he's going there to have a hangout with the Kim's family and stuff.
I think it would be fascinating. I mean, if you knew that you could go to North Korea and let's say you knew you'd come back without going to some sort of prison camp as a prisoner. Uh-huh. Like if you could be guaranteed to go to North Korea and not be put in a prison camp. And I don't know if Dennis Rodman has that guarantee. I mean, this guy could snap and turn on him, and Dennis Rodman could be a prisoner of North Korea. But I think it'd be fascinating to go and talk to this guy. I don't know what, if anything good, would ever come out of it, but I don't see it as a terrible thing, necessarily. I don't think that it's encouraging him to commit more murder, to send Dennis Rodman over there, or rewarding him for the horrific things that have happened.
Yeah, and maybe I'm falling victim to what Alexander Petri was saying about celebrities. Maybe I shouldn't really give a hang whether he goes or not and not care too much about it.
I mean, if you had that chance to go over and have dinner with Kim Jong-un and bend his ear to be able to talk to him, to maybe understand something about him, to experience what it's like to have a conversation with this man, I think it would be absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, and going back to Petri's piece, what she most objected to were some of his specific quotes where he called Kim Jong-un his friend.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you don't, and the man is he's socio-crazy, right?
Yeah, well, that's certainly the way he's being painted, and he may actually be a nut job psychopath. But then again, maybe he's doing all this under duress, under, you know, the military dictatorship, basically, that essentially really runs North Korea. He is a more of a figurehead than anything else, from my understanding. Obviously, I have a very rudimentary understanding of how North Korea works, but as I understood it, once his dad died, the military leaders took more control over the country, and yeah, they still have to have their dear leader figure to point to, but ultimately he's probably not the one making all these decisions.
Yeah, undoubtedly. The regime and, you know, the cabal has grown up. Some of his dad's friends are still alive. They're not going to give it to this baby face.
So your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We can come back and talk more about this. But Mark's on the line in Indy, listening online. Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Not a lot. Just bringing up kind of a general criticism of the Free State Project.
Sure.
It's over this the Chris Cantwell issue. I'm sure you've talked about it on air. It's been all over Facebook.
Actually, I haven't talked about it on the air. I think they talked about it on Sunday night on the Sunday show. But do you want to recap what that is for our listeners
I'll muffle this up a bit. But the fact that, you know, that he says that government's there to initiate violence, and he's talking about, like, defending with violence or using violence against them. And I guess some of the coordinators of the Free State Project said he's not allowed in. Because their rules and policies go against that.
They want to strike his name from the list of signers, isn't that right?
Yes, and they have done that. Allegedly. They have allegedly done that.
Yeah, I was just complaining. Me and a few other people on Facebook, it seems like one kind of, I'd say a general broad criticism is that you guys see things on such a maybe too minor of a level, and things like this that really don't matter much they get expanded upon. Everyone gets in fights over it. They take too seriously, and when real major issues, you know, come about or exist, people aren't really addressing that.
Well,
right?
to
Mark, sometimes people you know or are affiliated with can do horrible things, and we have some experience with that, and we would like to get ahead of a situation where a guy says that violence is an appropriate response to violence. I think it's kind of the thinking of whoever promulgated this move. I just heard about, all I know is what I heard about it, what I overheard about it at the party last night, the Labor Day party at Liberty Farm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, well, I mean, both sides, you know, bring up great points. Chris seems like, I don't know personally, but he seems like a decent guy anyways. I don't think he'd bring violence on anyone, including anyone with the government. But it just seems like they're missing the trees from the forest, I think the phrase is. I'm seeing, you know, things on a much larger, more abstract level.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
That you guys are too concerned about maybe local minor issues instead of more major ones. And obviously you're talking about the Kim Jong-un.
Local minor issues. Yeah, you can't see the forest for the trees, Ian. Are you familiar with that phrase?
I'm familiar with that. I'm not sure how it applies to Chris Cantwell and the Free State Project.
Well, nor I yet.
Yeah, that you guys are,
I guess, because he's one man.
Right, and you guys are addressing local issues there. I guess what people want to see from something like the Free State Project, they want to see real results, right? I mean, I'm all mm-hmm. about agorism and taking, you know, any business venture underground to avoid taxes in the state, but people also want to see something like startups, something, you know, businesses booming, economic vibrancy, something like that, something they can look to and tell other people about, and they can simply explain to other people instead of, you know, esoteric philosophical issues that really don't matter a whole lot in the end, you know?
Okay, I think we're getting a little distracted here from the issue at hand. There's plenty of things to point to that shows the Free State Project is effective. I mean, we've got 1,100 people that are here now as part of the Free State Project. There are over a dozen people that, actually several dozen, a couple dozen people at least have been elected to state, not just state representative seats, but other seats around New Hampshire. So you've got people winning elections. That's a real tangible thing. You've got bad laws being stopped. You've got
a jury nullification victory. A man who is growing marijuana.
Yeah, well, the jury nullification has been enshrined in the law now, which doesn't exist anywhere in the other 49 states. The knife ban was repealed in New Hampshire, so we've had political successes. We've had a tremendous civil disobedience success. So to say that you can't point to success of the Free State Project is kind of silly. There's plenty of it.
Yeah, or that we're not pointing to it.
Yeah, I mean, we do it all the time, every night on Free Talk Live. But then there's this issue where Chris Cantwell gets on his blog and advocates for violence, and the Free State Project has now allegedly banned him over that. We can come back and talk more if you want, Mark. Stand by. 855 450 free. Hour 2's next. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.